Hey everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump. We are here to scoop geeky nuggets from our letterbox to your inbox. I am Cameron.
I'm Cody, and I've never done battle. I just push people and run away.
And I'm Honey, and if I ever get a pinata, I want it filled with weapons. Lots and lots of weapons. Don't give me candy. Candy will kill me.
Right, but
unlike weapons.
Yeah.
But I'm diabetic.
Right. The weapons won't kill you. Just
I'm not going to eat the weapons.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll be using the weapons.
All right. And diabetes is not like a superpower against said weapons that would be in this pinata. Like, what if someone broke it open and used them against you?
Weaponized diabetes?
What?
Is that what you're saying?
What if there were just explosives in the pinata, and when you hit it with a stick, it exploded?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
And I want it recorded because I'm probably not going to make it through it.
Right. I have faith in you.
Oh, that's one person. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call it right now, best episode we've done.
Welcome to Nerd Dump. Today, we have an episode that we're going to be talking about. A little bit of Comic-Con, right?
Yeah, San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, we had to take a couple weeks off, so we missed a lot of the big stuff that's happened recently.
I missed the mosquito, sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
We apologize for the break. There was an invasion of screams from the planet Jupe, and only the three of us can see them, so we had to take care of it.
By the way, we didn't. We failed, and an entire civilization died.
Yeah.
I mean, I mostly didn't do a lot because I like Death and Destruction.
Well, you're also half-screen, so.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Needless to say, it was. It's been an interesting couple weeks.
Yeah. On to the nerd news.
Yep.
Transitioning for no transition.
Not
on to the nerd news.
Because we don't transition well.
No, we don't. So, yes, last weekend, not last weekend, but the weekend before, was San Diego Comic-Con. The huge, of course, nerd event of the world, of the year. And there was a whole lot of stuff revealed, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of meh stuff.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about literally everything because this would be a 3-hour episode at
least.
If
not longer.
If not longer. But we are going to touch on some of the highlights. But first, Cody was going to talk about at the same time as the con, there was a Pokemon event?
Yes, there was the first Pokemon event.
Pokemon Go, just so you know.
Yeah, Pokemon Go, thank you. In Chicago, here in the United States, for all our, we have an occasional Australian viewer on our website. But
go you! Spread us around!
Here in the United States, in Chicago, there was an event that took place where you had to buy tickets. Their tickets weren't very expensive. They were $20.
They
sold out real quick.
And people jacked up the prices.
Scalping!
Yeah, some people were scalping them. But everyone from all around the country and maybe even around the world, I don't know, came to Chicago on this one Saturday for this event. And Niantic is a company that runs Pokemon Go who aren't known for their foresight in things. For instance, they didn't think of the fact that all these people would be coming to this one park and all trying to use their cell phones at the exact same time to play this game.
They had a server outage, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Not only did their game break because everyone was trying to log on to their game at the same time, but most of the major cell phone providers did not work at all in the park because of this. I believe it was AT&T and Verizon were completely knocked out. My understanding was Sprint still functioned, and so did some of the Metro PCS or whatever. Really popular phone
the
companies.
Smaller ones.
The slightly smaller phone companies still functioned, barely. So people couldn't get signed in because they had to have special QR codes to do the event so that people couldn't just spoof their way in. They actually had to go and scan something and get through. People couldn't sign in. People couldn't activate, couldn't play, couldn't do the gyms. They had special Pokemon that don't appear in the United States appearing at the park. I believe it's Heckros, which is the, a big beetle thing that was appearing in Chicago, and people couldn't catch him. They actually released the first legendary Pokemon that day in raids. They released Lugia, which is a Gen 2 legendary bird, which was just worldwide right away because Pokemon Go players around the world hit their... You can't see it, but I'm quotation marking. Hit their goals even though the game wasn't working because they had goals set up where if you caught so many Pokemon, caught so many of this, caught so many of that, you'd hit your goals and then they'd release whatever this big reward is. And somehow, even though the game didn't work pretty much the entire day, everybody still hit the goal.
Okay, that's weird.
But, so no one could do the raids for that. They also released Articuno, which is the legendary bird representative for Team Mystic.
Uh-huh.
Because Team Mystic supposedly caught the most Pokemon that day and did the most points or whatever. But again, no one could do the raids. So what Niantic had to do, well, didn't have to, I guess. They chose to do this to make up for this cluster, is they refunded everyone's tickets back to the original card, though. So if you bought scalp tickets, you're screwed.
Yeah.
They refunded the $20 back to everybody, and they credited everyone who was theirs accounts $100 worth of Pokemon gold, which is like thousands of gold, more than you probably ever need.
Yeah.
And then they made it so that while you were there at the park, if you were able to play the game and do the legendary raids like Lugia or Articuno, it was an automatic catch if you could beat them.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like they had a lot of really cool ideas,
right,
but just did not
poorly executed.
Yeah. And because of that, they had other events scheduled for later in the year in other countries. And they pushed all those back because they're like, oh, we were not prepared.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Pokemon Go. Legendary raids are now available across the world. They've already switched out Articuno for Moltres.
Yeah, I just saw
which
that.
Is the fire bird.
My phone. I was like,
representative for Team Valor, which... Team Valor, yay.
Yeah.
Let's
consult the toilet paper roll of knowledge real quick. What are the Pokemon raids?
Pokemon raids are large-scale events that take place at gyms where normally it used to be an egg would appear above the gym, but I haven't been seeing eggs. It's just been Pokemon recently. Where a large-scale Pokemon, such as a legendary Pokemon or just a super beefed-up, powerful Pokemon will appear that you have to team up with other Pokemon players to take them down. It's the only way to earn certain items like TMs, which allow you to retrain Pokemon's moves.
Right.
And then you have an opportunity to catch said Pokemon if you're able to defeat it.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. I have seen those in play. I have not yet had the opportunity to do so.
We'll have to do so. I'm fairly powerful Pokemoner. So.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. It's a thing.
So, but back to the meat of the episode. Whole lot of news coming out of San Diego.
Yes.
Week before. And we did do a tweet as well, because we do that sometimes. Asked people what their favorite news coming out of the con was, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit later. But I want to know, you guys read a lot of the stuff that came out. What's got you guys excited? Any big reveals or trailers, news that...
Well, I mean, I'm excited about the Punisher, even though I can't watch the preview for it because they showed it at Comic-Con, but they're like, we're not going to show it to anybody else. So that kind of annoys me, but I'm super excited because I love the Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been one of my favorite comic book characters. I mean, guy running around with guns, killing people. I mean, what's not to like?
Right.
And mostly bad guys, too.
He's a good guy, and I did use air quotes that you didn't see. But yeah,
he's using air quotes.
Yeah. Or we should switch to like a video podcast.
We don't have a good setup for that.
We don't have a good setup for this.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to look at us. They barely want to listen to us. I'm sure they don't want to look at us talk either.
Especially since Tony's naked still.
Sometimes.
Well, a lot.
It is a little warm in here, so it's understandable.
Well, that's why he's bathing in the Fountain of Blood.
Yes.
That's not the only reason.
You missed the spot, by the way.
I don't need blood everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I need to be able to see still.
That's not the spot. Oh. Anyway.
So, moving right along. Yeah, Punisher Season 1, they did not release, but...
I heard some... I listened to podcasts.
What?
There's this podcast I listened to called Only Stupid Answers.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the Punisher trailer, and they talked about it in pretty decent detail. And it sounds really good. I can't... I can explain what I understood of what they said, but it wouldn't make any sense and it probably wouldn't be accurate.
Fair enough.
So if you want to hear what they said about it, you should probably go listen to their episode about Comic-Con's Only Stupid Answers. It's done by Sam and DJ. I don't remember their last names off the top of my head now.
I don't know.
They're funny guys.
I'll probably listen to it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Okay. Sam Basher, DJ Woolridge.
All right.
That's it. Okay.
Cool. Well, I've liked the Punishers that have happened so far. Like, I actually liked the Thomas Jane movie.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I really like that.
I'm sure anything that they make now would be a step up from that, so I'm definitely intrigued. Yeah. For every trailer they release, there's always, like, some unreleased footage that you only can see at the show, which I get, because, I mean, if you're going to pay, you know... a lot of money to go to San Diego, you're going to want to get some exclusive content. So, totally makes sense.
Eh.
I'm just surprised there's not a lot of pirated stuff out there where people are like, oh, look at this, I bootlegged this. And
yeah, I haven't seen any for the Punisher. Yeah. I've been looking for it. I haven't seen any.
They are hard to come by because most of the time, having been to San Diego and seen some of that stuff, anytime someone is going to try to record something...
they shoot them with a sniper rifle.
Well, honestly, that can happen.
Right through the phone, normally.
But yeah, or through the face.
Yeah.
It just happens to be their face was right behind the phone, so they were trying to kill them.
You have to sign waivers before you come in.
Exactly.
That says, oh, if you accidentally get shot because we're shooting a phone, it's not our fault.
Nope.
Bless you.
Sorry, didn't mean to sneeze twice.
You're good. Bless you. So yeah, most of the time you can find the leaked footage, but you will not be able to hear anything above the crowd cheering.
Right.
Hopefully, if it's something good, they're cheering.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any. I don't watch a lot of leaked footage. There is one that I did watch, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I did want to talk more about the stuff that we have seen.
Yes.
Marvel had a really big showing. Apart from Punisher, they revealed a lot about some of the movies coming out, including one that I'm super pumped for, Captain Marvel.
Ooh, yeah.
Starring Oscar winner, Brie Larson. They revealed a lot about it in that it's actually not going to take place at the same time as the current films. It's even taking place before Iron Man.
Yep.
So it's going to be taking place in the 90s, which if you've been paying any attention to nerd news in the last week and a half, you already know this, but I kind of want to know what you guys think about the idea that we're going to meet a hero who the world may already know prior to...
She, for some reason, has existed,
mm-hmm.
but has not been around for any of the stuff that's been going on.
Yeah, but Captain Marvel goes out and does stuff in space, so she could be out there doing things while all this stuff's going on.
Right. My thought process, and this is a guess, but possible spoilers. My thought process will be Captain Marvel gets her powers in that movie, obviously.
Yeah.
She fights the Skrulls. Yes, we haven't talked about that yet, but they have shown concept art for Skrulls.
Yes, which I believe at one point Fox had the rights to them because they're primarily Fantastic Four villains.
Yes.
I don't know the logistics of it, and I'm not going to research it right now.
Right.
But, yeah, Marvel is going to use the Skrulls.
Which I'm so happy for.
Yeah.
She fights the Skrulls. She wins. Ultimately, she wins the big fight, whatever the big fight is.
Most likely.
But then I think at the end, they're going to get her. Like, they're going to get her, put her in a tube or whatever, and they're going to replace her with a Carol Danvers Skrull, but they're going to replace her with one that seemingly isn't a superhero. Like, nobody's going to know Carol Danvers became Captain Marvel, has all these superpowers, stuff like that. So yeah. They're just going to replace her with a Skrull, and they're just going to have Colonel Danvers, who's really a Skrull.
Huh.
Has been a Skrull this whole time.
So, Skrull invasion. Replacing everyone.
Nice. So kind of going the secret invasion.
That's my theory.
Would that be one reason why Tony Stark, you know, kind of went against the rest of the group? Maybe he's a Skrull?
Could be.
Hmm.
He's traditionally in the comics not, but also kind of thinks he might be sometimes.
Hmm.
Because he's like, oh, I did all this stuff. Maybe I'm a Skrull. Because a lot of the Skrulls were sleeper agents in the comics. Didn't even know they were Skrulls.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so fun.
That could be really cool. Do you think if they went that route that we would have, that she'd be maybe a sleeper agent, not know that she's even a Skrull?
Maybe. My question would be, if they are leading to Secret Invasion, and Carol Danvers has been replaced, or she hasn't, who knows, who else might already be a Skrull?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
You could do that with literally anybody, especially if it was, you know, someone whose contract is going to expire and won't necessarily be contracted to make Marvel movies.
Yep.
Oh, they're a Skrull and they're another dead.
Yep. Like, I heard someone talk about the concept, it might have, again, been only stupid answers, that maybe Steve Rogers that we know here has never been Steve Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Skrulls found him in the ice. And put
them.
A Skrull in the ice. It replaced him a long time ago, and he's just always been a Skrull ever since he woke up.
Huh. I would love for them to, like, tease different ideas like that,
right.
But not to have them actually be true.
Right.
But I think they could kind of maybe implant those ideas into the characters' heads to, you know.
Well, what if you're one of us?
Distrust, exactly.
Yeah. People I want to see as Skrulls.
By the way, if we didn't mention it, Skrulls are alien shapeshifters.
Toilet paper roll of knowledge.
Yeah, toilet paper roll of knowledge. Skrulls are alien shapeshifters from the Marvel Comics universe. They are green. They wear purple. They look like gremlins, basically.
Often at war with the Kree.
Yeah.
And we've seen Kree.
Yes.
We've seen the Kree.
We already have that.
If you watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Kree have actually appeared several times in that show.
And in Guardians of the Galaxy, Ronan the Accuser was Kree.
Yes. But people I think should be Skrulls. I think Hank Pym should be a Skrull. Just like he was in the comics.
Huh.
I don't know how long I want him to have been a Skrull.
Yeah.
But I think he should be a Skrull still.
One thing, I think going with that, and this kind of plays into another announcement. The next Ant-Man movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, is going to bring in a few notable characters. One of them is Janet Van Dyne,
right.
The original Wasp and founding member of the Avengers from the comics, played by Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't hear about that.
Yep.
Okay.
She is going to play. She's going to play Janet.
Maybe
I don't know. Maybe because. Like in Ant-Man, the last time we see her was in flashback. We don't really even see her character.
Yep.
We just know her backstory that she shrunk herself down and ended up either dead or in another kind of dimension.
Right.
Which
that
we see.
Miniverse or whatever.
Yeah, the microverse.
Microverse.
So she could easily be a Skrull.
Yeah. I also kind of want Hawkeye to be a Skrull, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it, especially the way they've done him.
Yes. Because there was a, if I remember right, there was a Hawkeye Skrull, but he like didn't replace Hawkeye. He crash landed in the Badlands and thought he was Hawkeye.
Yeah.
There was like a whole sequence in that part of the Secret Invasion where the heroes just slaughtered people who thought they were heroes. I'm like, dude, this is heavy.
I read a lot of Secret Invasion stuff and tie-ins. I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one? I might be. Maybe I made it up. Who knows?
I'm sure. I bet you didn't, but I'm betting I skipped it. Because there were a lot of tie-ins to keep up with.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was not great, but it was.
No.
I enjoyed it. But
I'm trying to think who else. Because you could do it, you could carry it over into the shows too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., someone could be a Skrull on that. Yeah. By then, Runaways will be out. Someone could be a Skrull there. By then,
technically, they have a Skrull on the team, but that comes later in the comics.
No, that's
comics,
the Young Avengers that have a Skrull on the team.
Both, actually.
Both do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think New Warriors will be out by then.
Maybe.
So you could have a Skrull on that team too. Defenders, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think Defenders will do it.
Maybe Iron Fist is a Skrull. Oh, that's why he can't do martial arts.
He can't focus his chi.
I bet that would make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
They could even go with the emotional angle rather than be Hawkeye. Maybe his wife and or children could be Skrulls.
Yeah,
but
because we do have a mocking Bobby. We have a Bobby.
Yeah,
Bobby Moore.
Bobby
Mockingbird.
Mockingbird?
Yeah. Yeah.
I always get it confused with Mockingjay now that Hunger Games exists.
Right.
We have a Mockingbird in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and in the comics, she was a Skrull when she got killed.
Yep.
And then when they saved all the heroes who had been replaced, the new original one was there.
Yeah. So, which that was one of the best ideas that came out of that, because she's been written as a great character in the years.
Yes. So they could have her come back on S.H.I.E.L.D. now that she's not getting her own standalone show and make her a Skrull. Wow, we've been into this for a while. Let's go on to that stuff.
So Captain Marvel, Skrulls, and Nick Fury is going to be in that as well.
Okay.
So a younger... I'm pretty sure it'll be a young Sam Jackson. They could
Of his eyes.
I think he will.
Really? That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Is this how he loses his
no eye patch?
You think this is how he loses his eye?
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure how he loses his eye.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if he's a Skrull? I'm paranoid already.
They could have easily replaced him since he's been kind of out of action.
Yeah. I mean, there's one point where he died, you know, and he's not dead. Maybe he's a Skrull.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, we could have a lot of fun with this.
Yes.
So that concludes the Skrull portion of our episode.
Other new news.
We kind of touched on Iron Fist a little bit. They did release a full-length Defenders trailer for the new show coming on Netflix, which we've talked quite a bit about.
Yep.
What did you guys think of the new footage?
I actually really liked it. I don't think I have as big of a problem with Iron Fist as everybody else does. I mean, yes, I don't like the fact that he can't do martial arts. And he does, like, one set of moves every time.
Right.
But,
can't lift his leg all the way up when he's kicking.
I also enjoy the fact that he runs at Luke Cage trying to punch him, and then Luke Cage just knocks him straight
down.
That was
fun. I like the trailer. I do have a little bit of a worry in that a lot of the different Marvel shows are different tonally on Netflix. Like Daredevil feels very different than Jessica Jones, feels very different than Luke Cage, and then there's Iron Fist. But I'm a little worried that putting them together, like we're going to lose some of that special feeling you get for each character. Because there's a lot of joking going on between the characters, which is what Marvel does.
Mm-hmm.
We're used to it, and I like it.
Yeah.
But it feels like it almost neuters it a little bit.
See, though, I still got a feel from it that it's going to be dark.
Yeah.
Like most of them have been. Considering Jessica Jones and Luke Cage already had interactions anyway.
Right. Well, that's what
I think that's
started.
And I think that's still going to have, you know, that to it. I'm not fond of Jessica Jones, mostly because of the actress. I just don't like her. But I think with Daredevil, he's got the same kind of feel as the Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. The only one that didn't seem quite as dark was Iron Fist.
Which is still kind
of...
Well,
it still is dark,
right.
But I mean, it's like... I mean, they have this overarching tone throughout them all.
Right.
And I think that when they're all together, they're still going to have.
Well, they're all dark. It's just like Daredevil's more of a, more of a gritty. He's a human being still. Yes, he's blind and he has echo powers or whatever, but he's still a human being. He can be hurt. Jessica Jones is more of a suspense type thing, trying to figure out stuff because basically she can't be hurt, but this whole time Purple Man's after her to get her to do all the stuff that she doesn't want to do. And then Luke Cage is all about not wanting to be a hero really, but he's like the strongest guy there, so he really needs to be a hero. And then again, there's Iron Fist. So that's the putting them together. I'm worried we'll lose that because you're putting two people, like Jessica Jones has like all the powers. Mm-hmm. And Luke Cage basically can't be killed. And then there's Daredevil, who's a lot grittier and more, he's more of a ninja than Iron Fist is in this,
yeah,
which bothers me. But
so he's the Kung Fu Jesus that Iron Fist should be.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. I if anyone can do it, Marvel can do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to lose the thing that make them different shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to all become the same show. They're all different shows right now.
Okay. Do you think that happened with Avengers? Because it was exactly the same format. We had...
Right.
Actually, almost exactly, because we had, like Daredevil, we had two seasons.
Right.
Iron Man, we had two movies.
Yeah.
Then we meet Cap, then we meet Thor, and then...
I think before Avengers, though, all the movies were very similar tonally.
Mm.
Like Captain America, the first
Thor
Captain America, the first Thor.
Different.
Yeah, the first Thor was a little different.
But it also took place in a different
reality. Yeah.
So
I think Captain America really got good after Avengers, and then he took on his own tone from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think before Avengers, he could have been in an Iron Man movie, and I wouldn't even have noticed. Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow.
Yeah.
Started in an Iron Man movie, and I didn't even really notice.
Yeah.
Hawkeye started in Thor.
Yeah, a little cameo.
So I wasn't...
I liked his personality more in that,
that
cameo than
so cool.
I did in Avengers.
I don't think they stood apart as much as the Defenders do.
Okay.
I think they stand apart now more than they did then, actually. So that's my chief worry about the Defenders. I think it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried it's going to dilute stuff too much.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I still just, I don't know, like, watching all the different series that are making up the Defenders, I thought they all had a similar overarching feel to them. The only thing that made Jessica Jones worth anything was the fact that Purple Man was a part of it. Other than that, everything leading up to him being in there just was boring, in my opinion. Like, it didn't have any real
really
feel to it.
Really they wouldn't have killed off Purple Man. He was a really good villain.
Yeah, and I think that unless there's something with the interaction of other actors and the Defenders, Jessica Jones is just going to be a block character, in my opinion.
Well, I'm hoping a lot of the side characters in these standalone shows are almost more interesting than the main characters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping we see some Hellcat, some...
What was his name? Nuke?
Whatever. Nuke could be interesting, but he's more of a villain.
Yeah, but he was fun.
Yeah, he was
fun. I enjoyed his character.
Foggy, I can take or leave at this point, but...
Elektra, and I think Punisher are both supposed to show
in
Defenders.
Elektra's going to be in it, and she looks like she might be a big part to it. Cause
I think she's the villain.
Her and Stick, they showed in the preview.
Yeah.
So...
And that I'm happy about, but I want to see, like, all... Because there are other heroes in the standalone shows that haven't really taken on the hero mantle as much as our main title characters have.
Yeah.
I'd kind of like them to see them step up in Defenders and become basically Defenders as well.
Okay.
What about you, Cameron? You haven't said a lot about this yet.
No, I'm definitely intrigued.
Have you watched any of it yet?
No. Even before we recorded, like, literally all I've seen was one episode of Daredevil and two episodes of Jessica, and
right.
I have seen nothing since.
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly, I probably won't. At this point, we'll have recorded episode 100 before I see episode 2 of any of the rest of those.
Yeah.
But I'm still excited. I just like the fact that these shows are happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Whether I watch them or not, I could care less. I just like the fact that we have a, you know, live in a world where we have these shows. Yes. And we have access to them. Every show, I think every show after Defenders is going to continue for another season.
Right.
I haven't heard about Daredevil, but I'm sure
Daredevil's doing pretty continue. Well. I assume it would continue.
I think that's the best one out of all of them. That's your
flagship right there, I think.
Yeah. I know Iron Fist, they announced season two of it, and of course the other, Jessica and Luke, will have their own Punisher. I haven't heard of any other shows that they're going to try to launch out of that.
Nothing I've heard yet.
And there are, even though we haven't had Defenders premiere yet, there's no plans for a second season of it.
Right.
Which it's a little early to tell anyway.
Yeah, it hasn't aired yet. Yeah. August 18th, I believe, is when it comes out. Is that
something like that?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty soon.
It's coming up.
Yep.
It's coming up, guys. It's like 2 weeks away. I'm clapping.
So, yeah, don't know if that's going to happen, but, I mean, early buzz is that, you know, the leads have good chemistry, and it's going to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
So.
Defenders!
Yay!
Okay, so any other news before we move on to what we're supposed to be talking about?
I think this is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Well, I mean, I guess we're talking about San Diego Comic-Con in general.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess most of this is from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, yeah, except for Pokemon Go. So I guess that was really all that just new news.
Yeah.
Except for I was going to bring up something else for the news stuff, I thought we were still on all that, and I was like, wow, we've been talking about this for a long time.
Right.
Well, we can always come back to Con if you wanted to.
Well, the only other thing I was going to touch base on was they are bringing out StarCraft Remastered. Now, Cody and I and a few of our other friends, we used to have LAN parties all the time playing lots and lots and lots of StarCraft.
Or Halo,
yeah. But I mean, it was, I never played StarCraft 2. I don't know, I just didn't feel like getting into that one. I don't know. But I'm really excited about the fact that they're bringing out StarCraft Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same old game, just slightly updated to look a little bit better, have better graphics and everything like that, but
right.
I always just love the feel of it. So I'm insanely happy that they're doing this.
Right.
And looking forward to this.
Right.
But, you know.
That's good.
That was the only other new news that I had. I thought, I guess, yeah, we're still talking about mostly Comic-Con stuff, but, yeah.
Well, it's good to take a break from that, though. Because I did see the footage too, and it does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what? I know we initially had talked about when we were planning on this episode, we were going to talk a lot about the different movies that were premiered there and everything. And
yep.
The trailers. Sorry, I didn't.
As far as I know, they didn't premiere any movies.
Yeah, I said that wrong. That's my bad. Trailers that premiered there.
Yeah.
But I've never been to San Diego Comic-Con, so I was very set back by the fact that we sat and watched a long thing on YouTube that was just like all the trailers put together, and I've seen trailer stuff before from Comic-Con, but they were always just the comic-related ones.
The best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that they premiered other things.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're watching, and then it's like all of a sudden, based on a true story. I'm like, what? This isn't what a about comic like book.
The
firefighting stuff and forests or whatever.
Like, this doesn't have anything to do with comics.
And there's like some new Saw movie. There's all sorts of other stuff. I'm like, this is not comic book related. What is this doing here? This doesn't belong here. I was very annoyed by that.
Yeah, having been to San Diego Comic-Con once, there's a lot of comic stuff, obviously, but there's a ton of just stuff about movies and video games and TV shows and various things that have nothing to do with comic books, have nothing to do with really, I would go so far as to say just nerd culture in general.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't they release, like, the trailer for, like, the first Twilight movie at Comic-Con or something like that?
I'm betting they did.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, Twilight had a big presence at the various cons for a long time. But yeah, there's a There's a lot of stuff out there that they advertise there, because if you're going to advertise at a convention,
right.
San Diego's the place to do it because somebody will see it.
Yeah.
People will go. It's so hard to get into a panel that people will just go and sit in a panel that they don't really care about.
So they can stay in the room.
Yeah, for the opportunity to stay and get to see whatever it is they want to see.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to get into those that, you know, people will go to see basically anything. Which is not to say anything bad about all the non-nerd related stuff that's getting attention there. But they're definitely getting a wider audience. There's a lot of stuff that might seem kind of random and not really fits into the theme that they're advertising. But it is a good way to get the word out on what they're trying to promote.
We should get a panel there.
Yeah.
How much would that cost? Billions of dollars?
That would cost way more money than we could ever hope to get from this show.
Well, that makes sense.
So that we'll put that on the back burner for now.
Yes. It's a part of our 10-year plan.
Yes.
10-year plan. Step one. I don't even know. What's step one? Make a podcast?
Step one. Yeah, we're doing that.
Okay.
Kinda. You've done that.
We're kind of making a podcast.
Step two, question marks.
Step three.
Step three, profit.
Yes. Profit / panel at Compa.
Yes.
Yay.
How not to do a podcast.
Yes.
That would be like
we
these
could do that.
Guys. Yeah, we could. That'd be great.
Yep. Listen to this crap that we've been recording.
Step one.
Oh, we would increase our listener base by like 100%.
Oh yeah, because two people is more than one.
Yes,
Daniel.
Yep.
There's more than Daniel.
Anyway,
Eli listens.
Thank you, Daniel, for listening to our show. I don't know you, but I appreciate you. I don't know Daniel, right?
No. Okay. He was over here the other day.
Yeah, every time that he comes over, like, you're not here?
Yeah.
I don't know how
Did
that
you
works.
Play Rock, Paper, Wizards with us
Are
the other
we
day?
Maybe the same person and I'm just trolling you guys?
Could no.
Be? Okay.
Did you play Rock, Paper, Wizards with us ever?
I did not.
Okay,
so
then
yeah,
he was here that
He met a bunch of other people that
okay.
we know.
Cool.
But yeah.
Well, I'll continue to be the outsider. I don't watch stuff on Netflix, and I don't know Daniel.
Yeah.
So that's what I got.
Okay. Rock, Paper, Wizards is a fun game.
It sounds awesome.
It is. And you got to remind me, I got that promo card for it.
Yeah.
You need to use.
Back to Comic-Con.
Yep. So, yeah. So lots of films do get some coverage. We can talk more about some of the trailers that did get released.
Yes.
Justice League had a new trailer.
Mm-hmm. Which looked pretty good.
It looked better than the last one.
Yeah.
Did you not like it?
You
were making a breath like, disagree, breath.
No, not necessarily. I like a lot about it. I'm just, I'm a little more cautious about the film.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Actually, it's DC.
Yep. And they've had so far one good movie out of four.
Four. It is four,
it
isn't
is
it?
It is four now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yep. Wonder Woman, Turd, and Tide.
Yeah.
They all have good stuff to them, I will admit.
Right.
I
was hoping it'd be a little more Wonder Woman-centric,
mm-hmm.
this trailer. Like, they went, maybe we should do some reshoots where Wonder Woman's kind of in charge and not Batman or Superman or whoever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like they did that so much based on the trailer.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the trailer was stuff that was already shot.
Probably.
Yeah.
And now they're reshooting a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Though I think Cody will agree with me, the best part of that trailer was when everybody disappears and Flash is still standing there with Commissioner Gordon. It's like, oh, whoa, they just all left.
That was rude.
And then he runs away.
Yeah, he's going to be good at it.
Yeah,
I really like him.
He might be the standout character, honestly, from what I've seen in the trailer
mm-hmm.
so far.
But they've barely shown Cyborg.
Yeah.
Or even really let him
Cyborg
talk.
Looks too angry.
Yeah, and he...
For Cyborg.
Doesn't seem to talk or do anything. And it's like, oh, okay. Mm. And...
Aquaman just seems like he's Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Honestly. Which is fine. He's a cool guy. But...
Yeah, he's a good action star.
Yeah.
Definitely. But
yeah, I've seen some fun stuff with him, like... taking out parademons and
yeah.
like I saw a lot of that footage even before I saw the trailer.
Para.
Oh, para.
Yeah, para.
I thought you said parademons. I'm like, so they're fruit demons?
Yes, they come from.
This yep. sounds amazing. Yeah. I want to watch
the,
that.
It's movie. Called the Hell Tree. It grows parademons.
Yeah, I want to read that.
Spoiler one. Alert.
Yeah. No, parademons are those weird winged things that are fairly nondescript in the trailer that everybody yeah. seems to be fighting. Because
yeah.
we haven't seen, I don't remember in the trailer if they showed like an actual big bad villain.
They showed the back of Steppenwolf once.
Okay.
Yeah. Which
or twice.
When I saw the boots, I thought they looked kind of blue, like a dark blue, and I was like, is this going to be Darkseid?
No.
But then, no.
He's just a
no.
henchman.
Yep. Darkseid being the big bad of the DC universe, essentially.
Yeah.
He is, if you're familiar with Marvel, he's basically the DC version of yeah, the toilet paper roll of knowledge.
He's the DC version of the toilet paper roll of knowledge.
Yes! He knows everything!
And he's covered in poo.
Yeah.
No, he's the DC equivalent of Thanos in many ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, comic book history. Thanos is kind of a ripoff of Darkseid, even the way he looks.
Right.
It was very, very much, we'll say it was inspired.
They both have those wrinkly chins.
Yep. Yeah, they look like Mickey Rourke after a really bad bender.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm betting he'll be like their third Justice League movie bad guy. Because, you know, we're just basically doing the same thing Marvel is at this point, right?
Yeah, they could easily do a post-credit scene where Darkseid shows up.
Most
like
likely
Avengers
will,
did.
Honestly.
I actually heard a rumor that
it's like, oh, they beat Steppenwolf, and then we see Darkseid turn towards the camera and smile.
Yep.
And that's the end. It's like, really, guys?
Yeah, he smiles and then farts and then cut back to credits. Because, yeah. Who knows what this movie's going to be like.
Why would you hate me so much? I love... There's so many things I love about DC.
And but, then they go and make the movies.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was great, though.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah. I liked it a lot. And I like... There are parts of all of the other movies that I like.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but...
Suicide Squad is a good movie to shut your brain off and watch.
Yeah. It's a really fun mess of a film.
Yes.
I actually liked it better than BVS.
I did too.
So, which isn't saying a whole lot.
Yeah,
but
I thought BVS was boring.
It's very boring.
You haven't seen it yet, right?
What?
Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, you did see that
one? Yeah, because I liked it because Batman was running around with
That's
gun
true.
Shooting people.
I can.
And training
seen,
people.
I haven't seen Man of Steel.
Yeah, I never saw Man of Steel. I don't like Superman.
Yeah.
At all.
Anyway. Well, that movie will either make you like Superman or it'll make you hate him.
Well, even as violent more. As you guys make him sound, I'll probably enjoy him.
Nah, he's not that violent.
No,
he's
just
murdery a little bit.
Yeah,
murdery's fine.
Just at one point, though.
Oh, that's
funny. Yeah.
I mean, lots of people died, but not because of something he actively did, except for once. More of a passive letting everybody die type thing.
Yeah, and
that
don't...
sounds lame.
Yeah.
Emo Superman?
Basically.
Kinda, yeah, kinda. So.
We know how emo superheroes go.
Yeah.
Emo Spider-Man.
Yep.
Shame on you, Toby.
But you mentioned something about the trailer. There was a quote in the trailer where presumably the villain Steppenwolf is talking.
Uh-huh.
And he says, the Earth is defenseless, no lanterns, no Kryptonian. So he mentioned specifically Lanterns,
yeah.
The Lantern Corps.
Well, yeah, because Ryan Reynolds became Deadpool and switched over to Marvel.
So that's how we...
but,
nice. So that's how we explain that one away.
Yeah. So...
Not that there's an entire Lantern Corps or anything.
No.
A lot of people have theorized that there will be a Lantern in this movie.
Well,
or
and
maybe,
part of the preview, they make it seem like somebody else shows up.
Yeah, towards the end of the preview.
Yeah, which... I mean, I'm betting Superman's going to make an appearance in the movie because he's freaking Superman, and he dies to Doomsday in the comics and then comes back. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Well, they've already talked about how they're doing reshoots for Justice League right now that Superman has to come back for, but he has a mustache now.
Yeah, yeah. Henry Cavill
has a mustache.
He's got
him in a different movie right now.
Oh, awesome.
And they're like, how are we going to fix this?
And rather than, you know, shave
it
off...
Superman died in... came back, didn't he have a beard?
I don't think they're doing those part reshoots.
Yeah,
though.
No.
So.
He didn't have a beard, I don't think. He did have a mullet.
He had a mullet, yeah.
Well, he had long hair, but I thought he had... I don't know. I'm probably remembering wrong. Because it's Superman, so I don't care too much.
Fair enough. But, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, so they're going to actually do, in post-production, they're going to CGI his mustache out. Rather than, you know, have him shave.
Making him wear a fake mustache to his other movie.
So this mustache better be, like,
pretty
friggin' incredible.
But early concept posters for the movie always said Unite the Seven, which is something I like to point out to people.
Yeah, and he's on one of the first posters. Yeah. You see, like, the new slightly brighter costume.
Right. But spoiler, if you count the heroes, though, that's Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Aquaman, Flash... Mm-hmm. That's still just six.
So
and the poster said Unite the Seven. So some sort of Lantern character would
Maybe.
Make seven.
Maybe.
I mean, who else? Maybe Supergirl?
No. That would be dumb.
I don't think they would, apart from Flash, I don't think they'd bring out anybody that has a TV show going right now.
There was a part where Superman, or not Superman, Batman's looking at a hologram of a blue leg with a red cape behind it. The leg kind of looked a little more feminine than Henry Cavill's leg. So I'm wondering
because you've done a lot of research.
I studied
this
in detail
on his legs.
I'm kind of wondering if it's a picture of Supergirl. Honestly, I hope she doesn't appear in the movie. If it's some sort of picture of just some Kryptonian woman that we're like, oh, that's Supergirl, and she just never shows up, I'm fine with that. But I'm worried that they might try to bring her in. Honestly. I don't want it.
They should bring in, like, the older, like, alternate version of her. What is, like, Power Girl or whatever?
Power Girl. Yeah. Who has...
Yeah, they should bring her in.
Who has a red cape, blue boots.
Yeah.
So...
Could be.
Maybe.
Unlikely.
I mean, they
yeah, very unlikely, but...
I think they could definitely bring in another girl to the team.
Yeah.
Broaden...
There's a girl lantern now, isn't there?
There is.
Let's just skip... Hal, skip John, skip Guy and Kyle. Let's just go straight to her.
Another
girl
like
on the
John.
Team.
He's my favorite.
I do too. He's my favorite as well. But actually, I like Kyle too. Those two are my favorites.
The only one I really don't like is what Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Guy Gardner.
You're not supposed to like Guy Gardner.
Or bring in, what is it, like Trip or whatever? Like the squirrel
the
one?
The squirrel?
Yeah.
Didn't he die getting hit by a car?
Oh, yeah, he totally died getting hit by a car.
Fine, bring Kilowatt.
There we go. I mean, the water does shake in the trailer. Somebody big walking.
Mm-hmm.
Superman doesn't walk real heavy.
What if it's
Kilowog walks
real heavy? A blue lantern and it's like the elephant guy?
That'd be interesting.
That would be really neat.
He'd be real big.
Just not explain Green Lanterns is all. It's just like, oh, we just brought a blue lantern in.
Yeah.
Reasons.
Yeah. They have access to all these different
characters.
Just use them.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's not like, I don't think DC has the rights spread all over the world like Marvel did.
She's never
really.
Okay, so that's the Justice League trailer.
Yep. I'm trying to think what else there was.
For actual trailers that were shown?
Yes.
I'm trying to,
Because I know they show, you mentioned Jigsaw, there's going to be another Saw movie,
because
we needed that.
Yeah, and it looks dumb.
Why would you spend the money on Comic-Con to show the 20th sequel to Saw?
I don't know. I mean,
you have a big enough fan base already, you could show it wherever, and people are like, yay!
It would have made more sense to show it in a garage somewhere, because that fits the aesthetic of the movie.
Or any of, like, the horror cons that they have around.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got plenty of those, but none of them are as high profile.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I gave up on the Saw franchise after the fifth one. Yeah.
I never watched any of them.
I watched up to two.
Most horror films bore me. Because
I really liked the twist of one.
Yeah.
And then they didn't have that so much in two, and I'm like, I don't care.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I'll still defend the first one as being
good.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
Especially
for the budget they had and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had the guy from Princess Bride.
Serials.
Yeah.
But no, but not really comic related, but still kind of superhero
in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, definitely in our wheelhouse. I like the new trailer for Lego Ninjago.
That's where I thought you were going, yeah.
Because, now, Cody and I saw months ago, like, the first trailer that they put out, which was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
But I enjoyed this other one. It, in my opinion, wasn't quite as good as that first one, but it still looked really good, and it showed more, like... It
explained a lot.
Yeah, more what's going on and, like, why it is the way it is. And it was still really funny. And I'm looking forward to that movie.
Yeah.
I've seen a few episodes of the show. Do you... Have you seen... I'm assuming
the
you,
show is
watched.
Horrible. I tried to watch it.
It's, it's nothing like the show.
Okay.
It'll be like the Lego movie and Lego Batman, which hopefully better than Lego Batman, because Lego Batman was nowhere near as good as the Lego movie.
Yeah. It appears to take place in the same reality as the Lego movie and Lego Batman.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is at one point in the new trailer, a giant cat walks through the city.
It's over a building.
It's so cool. It's like a real cat.
It's a real cat.
Right. It's just a real cat stuff. Walking through the city. I'm like, yes.
Because they're all like, nice? Aww,
that to me connects
kid.
It more.
And then it's
to
like,
the real
boom. It's like, ah!
That to me connects it more to the Lego movie because it's like, oh, they're just toys on some table somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Some kid is conceiving of this storyline.
Yeah, and
right
a cat
now.
Walks in and starts smashing things. I'm
nice.
Like, yes. That does look really good.
It looks amazing.
I think that, honestly, might have been my favorite trailer from Comic-Con.
Probably.
Sad.
Because I'm trying to think of any of the other ones that just really... I mean, we watched the best ones.
Yeah.
And, because, I mean, there are even previews for other, like, shows. Because, like, you know, The Defenders. There was one for
was
Game of...
Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead, which Game was super long. And for, like, the first minute or so, like, they didn't say anything. There was no music. It was really just kind of...
Yeah.
It's like, why?
It didn't
why
tell
is this?
It was a trailer that didn't tell a story.
Oh. Yeah.
It just kind
That's
of
and it was really long. So, I mean, I stopped watching Walking Dead because every season was a... They took the same exact formula and did it each season. And I just got bored with it a couple seasons back. So I'm like, oh, this is making me never want to watch any of it ever again. So, but yeah, they had Game of Thrones, but it was like next on. So it was like almost like, here's a preview for the next episode.
So we skipped that because we were behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. We don't care about that.
Yeah.
But, which I do care about. I want to watch the stuff.
You gotta catch up. Yeah. I haven't watched a season at all.
Yeah. Need to do that, too.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, yeah. So, I mean, there's random TV shows and stuff, too. And there's a lot of random just... Oh! The... Basically, like, X-Men that aren't X-Men. Gifted.
Gifted. Yeah, so Gifted.
I did enjoy that new trailer because, as Cody pointed out to me, because he watched it before I did, he's like, he's like, they tell who the actual people are,
yeah,
so you don't have to guess.
Like,
I mean,
the names of the characters.
The only one that I knew exactly was, what, Blink or whatever? Just
Blink was there.
You know, she had the actual marking on her face like she's supposed to.
Yeah.
So, like, I could tell who that is. The rest of them was like, this could be this person, or it might be this one, or it could be some new one that they just made up.
Right.
But, yeah, it was nice to actually know, okay, that's this hero, that's this hero. Okay,
there,
cool.
There's
we
Polaris.
Know who they are. Yeah.
That's exciting,
yeah. She doesn't have green hair.
Yeah. Well, neither did ours that one Halloween.
Yeah.
We had a Halloween people
once.
Not dyeing their hair.
Sure, dye her hair for us.
We couldn't find a green wig. We went everywhere. I mean, literally everywhere.
Yeah, we went to we went to bad places.
Yeah, we went to places we shouldn't have gone to try to find wigs for.
Oh,
we found a lot of marital aids instead.
More on this topic in the Nerd Dump After Dark.
Yeah,
which is never gonna happen.
No, no. This is mostly a family show.
You say mostly. That. I don't think it is.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, if your family's weird and into nerdy crap.
If you listen to the first episode.
Which I have recently. And you're right. No.
No, because I had a friend. She was listening to it. And her daughter was in the room. And then she stopped it. And she's like, oh gosh, what are you doing? I was like...
You had a friend, like you killed her.
No, she's still alive.
Yes.
She just doesn't like you anymore because you traumatized her daughter, maybe?
Nah, her daughter wasn't paying attention. But still, anywho.
Other trailer we haven't talked about yet.
Mm-hmm.
Ready Player One.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
How did I forget about that? Because that was actually the trailer that I liked the most. Yeah. But I love the book. It's one of my favorite books. The only thing I was disappointed in was they didn't show Will Wheaton. In the preview. And I'm worried that they're not going to have him in there. Because in the book, Will Wheaton is the current president of the United States.
Right.
Which, and also, if you ever listen to that audiobook, it's read by Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
So he has to be a part of it. Though I did enjoy the fact that they had him, like, walking around and there's, like, Deadpool and Iron Giant standing next to him.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no?
I don't know the story of Ready Player One. I own the book and have not read it yet.
You got it at a Loot Crate, didn't you?
No, I actually bought it.
Oh, nice.
I went out and bought it, and I'm like, I'm going to read this. And then Brenda read it,
mm-hmm.
and when I was going to read it, like, I'm like, I have this time, I'm going to read it. And she's like, oh, can I read it too? I'm like, sure. And then she read it during the time I was going to read it, and I haven't had time since then.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
See, I had the book, and then I got it in Loot Crate, and then I think I gave it to somebody.
Nice.
Because I was like, oh, I already have this.
Yes. I read the, well, didn't read, but listened to the audiobook when I was going back and forth hour a day, actually 2 hours a day to school.
Yeah.
So that's how I was able to get through it. I did check it out from the library, so the CDs skipped really bad, so I'm pretty sure I missed parts.
Probably.
I don't think I knew that Will Wheaton was president, but I did obviously know that he narrated it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about it.
I don't either.
Yeah, from what they showed, they had, like, pretty much a part of the intro of the book, talking about, like, oh, yeah, we live in the stacks, and blah, 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 and this and that. But then they just showed a bunch of random stuff happening in Oasis.
Right? Yeah.
Which, I mean, okay, the vast majority of the story takes place in Oasis.
Oasis, going to the toilet paper roll of knowledge, is
Go for it.
I was going to say, it's the virtual world that the characters, well, really just mainly the main character, inhabits. It's a virtual reality game.
Well, that's where he knows everybody at, too. Because, like, his only friends are basically in that.
Yeah, it's basically taking virtual reality and social media and combining it to make this massive
everything
multiplayer.
Is online. It's one of those things, even if you're a business person, you go into the Oasis, they had different worlds where it's like, okay, I'm going to be, you know, on this world where there's no monsters. We go in, we don't have to fly all over the place to meet up with people to do our business transactions. We just log on, we go to a building, we talk, we do our things, we go our separate ways. But then they have different zones where it's like, okay, this is magic only, or this is sci-fi only, or magic and sci-fi work here, and they have all sorts of different stuff.
So you're saying it's Club Penguin.
I don't know what that is.
I do, and God.
Oh, wait, it's the little toy things.
Yeah.
I have a few of those penguins because I like the toys.
Yeah.
I know nothing about the actual thing.
I think it's been destroyed, but it used to be an MMO where you played as penguins.
It was a game?
Yeah, it was a game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could buy, like, the prepaid cards and
play
it for some reason. I don't.
I don't know. I bought one because one was a ninja and one was a knight.
I think they got rid of it because they're rebooting it into something else now or something like that.
Well, of course they are.
But yeah, so. But Ready Player One should be really good if they stick anywhere
directed
close to
by the by Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
He has a decent track record.
For the most part,
I have hopes. I didn't see story in the trailers. And
it
almost seemed like it was two different trailers, too.
Which, and I was surprised they didn't try to bring in, like, the overarching theme of what goes on in the book.
Right.
Because, like, the whole point of it, which they did show the key going into the door, which Cody was like, oh, and there's a key. Okay.
Yeah.
But the whole point of the story is the creator of the Oasis, shortly after the book starts, dies. And as soon as he dies, he sends out a mass message to everybody that has pretty much ever done anything and has an Oasis account.
Right.
Yeah.
And it says, hey, I left my fortune to whoever can solve this massive Easter egg hunt. So pretty much you have to figure out the storyline or the answer to the question, the riddle for the first part. Go find the key. Take that key. Go find the door. Open that one. Get the next part of the riddle. And if you, the first person to get through all three
dies.
Gates goes and gets the egg or whatever and basically inherits the entire fortune of this guy that created everything. So, I mean, that's the general premise. So, I'm assuming they're going to keep with that since they did show a key going into a door.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they didn't really touch on the story at all. They were
like
just showing
Willy Wonka in a video game?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just like putting all of pulp culture into a blender.
Well, and all 80s pulp culture, because that's another main thing to it, is everything's 80s references, which I thought was weird because they're showing a lot of other stuff that wasn't, which I mean, I'm sure there
maybe
would
they,
be just because of
they
the
aged
Oasis,
it up
but,
because it's the
which would make some sense. Yeah,
that could be a very
I mean, they still showed a DeLorean.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I cool. thought was kind of cool.
That
but,
was
yeah.
that was cool. I did think it was neat seeing Iron Giant, but I just don't know how I feel about all of this stuff getting thrown into the film. It makes sense because obviously if this is, you know, our future, people are going to design stuff from our our past and put it into it.
And at the same time, though, you're going to have to realize they're probably going to show a lot of stuff and not explain why it's there because they're not going to have time to, and it's not going to be a huge factor to the storyline.
Right. Maybe.
We'll see. That is... with all books turned into movies, is the fact that they're going to have to cut a lot of stuff, lots and lots of information, to try to make a movie that's not 8 hours long.
True.
So that's my only concern, is because I do love the book so much that they're going to ruin it by making it into a movie.
Yeah. Or they're going to spend too much time on racing, because that was like half the trailer was people racing in cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all part of the hunt. Well, but that's the thing, is like, it's massive corporations trying to take over so they can rule the world.
As one does.
Exactly. It definitely makes me want to read the book again. Well, actually, read it for the first time, because the first time I
listened
to it.
Yeah.
So, I will probably sit out this film, but I'll definitely read the book again.
Oh, as soon as it comes out, I'm watching it.
Anyway, next topic.
The last thing that I for sure wanted to talk about was a trailer that did not get released. And
we didn't get to see.
Yep. Going back to the whole leaked footage thing, I don't like leaked footage. If I'm going to watch something, if I'm going to watch a trailer, I want to see the real thing.
Right.
I actually had an opportunity to download like the first episode 3 trailer for Star Wars when it came out, and I deliberately waited until I went to the movies because I thought they'd show it. And they did. I think they had it in The Incredibles.
Right.
So then I went home and I had it downloaded, so I just watched it a whole bunch of times after that.
Yeah.
But I got to experience it, you know, on the big screen and
with the full definitions.
Yeah, and full picture quality. So I don't like watching leaked crap. I made an exception for this particular film, and I'm glad I did. Marvel did release an Infinity War extended trailer.
Oh.
Which
I haven't seen it.
Okay, I haven't either.
I don't know if you can. I don't know if it got taken down.
Oh,
but
probably.
It was on Facebook very briefly, like I think the Saturday or Sunday of the con, and I sat down and watched it, and it looks exactly like we want it to look.
Good.
Basically, you see a little bit. It was grainy, of course, because it was a guy holding a smartphone. But you see a little bit of every character. Almost, which there are 60-some characters in the movie.
Yep.
It looks dark.
Good.
Like, I mean, dark compared to what we've gotten in the cinematic universe, not like, oh, it's bleak and everybody's going to die.
Right.
But you kind of get the sense that...
everybody's going to die.
Maybe. It's definitely got some bleak moments. There's some footage that looks like one of the characters is walking over a bunch of dead bodies.
Oh, good.
At some point. Kind of reminds me of the scene in Age of Ultron where we see, like, a glimpse of...
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is it
Iron Man's vision?
Yeah, he has a vision of the future of, like, you know, bad stuff's going to happen, and he sees all of his teammates are dead.
Yeah.
I think something like that might happen.
Interesting.
But it's... You see Thanos.
Yeah.
You hear him. And he looks amazing.
Good. I haven't seen it. Very much want to now.
Yeah.
If it's out there, I definitely recommend giving it a shot. It starts off with a narration. I can't remember the exact quote. I tried to find it, but it's like Tony Stark starting off saying, "Together we lose. Divided we might stand a chance." Something like that. It was hard to hear. If I'm totally wrong, please blast me on the internet, or tell me what he actually says, because I'm very curious.
Right.
And then we see the Guardians.
I forgot they were going to be in it.
Yep.
I didn't forget, but I forgot until just now, somehow.
Yeah, I will. I don't want to say too much because, of course, I don't want to spoil anything. But we do see the Guardians. We see Mantis is still with them, so she's part of the team.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is great.
She's gonna make Thanos feel other people's feelings.
Maybe
feel snap tit.
I don't like feelings.
We do see her use her powers because the ship runs into Thor.
Oh,
literally, they
so
run
that's
into
how they
Thor.
Find Thor in space.
Yeah.
Because they hit him with their car.
Basically. Yeah, he ends up like a fly on the windshield, and Rocket's like, get it off! Get it off!
It's going to be great.
It's so fun.
Absolutely great.
I showed my wife, and she doesn't get overly hyped about trailers and stuff. As soon as she was done, she's like, that looks insane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but insanely awesome?
Yeah.
And she just grinned. She's like, yeah.
I'm excited.
So... And okay. you get to see a little bit of, like I said, you get to see all the characters. I think you see Doctor Strange briefly with like a team. I think all of the characters are in different teams. So I think that's kind of where the whole together we lose, but divided. Like, I think they form different teams.
No, I just, I thought of something and I was going to say it, but then I was like, oh, I don't want to spoil stuff for you for something else.
I don't know.
But never mind.
Okay.
Ignore me!
Done.
Done. So, but, I was trying to think if there was anything else. I think there's a brief glimpse of Captain Marvel, but I'm not positive.
I heard rumors she's not going to be in it now. No, wait. The rumors were Carol Danvers isn't going to be in it. So if she's a Skrull, that's technically true.
Could be true.
Oh, I'm so excited.
we'll find out.
Yeah.
But no, you see, it might have been Black Widow because she's blonde. No.
Yeah, I saw that. She's
blonde, and Captain America has a beard.
Yeah,
so
he's nomad now.
Maybe.
Yeah,
and Bucky comes back, so he's a parent. He might be leading a team.
Curious. Who's leading what team? I wonder.
I don't know. Supposedly, there's like secrets within the poster. They released a poster at Comic-Con, and it had like sections with different characters, and I think that tells you who. Is going to kind of join up.
Okay.
So, because we've seen a couple of the Guardians with Iron Man, but then the other ones are with, Nebula and somebody else, because Nebula is, of course, in it.
Right.
But no, it looks really good.
Okay.
I'm definitely, I mean, I was always excited for it.
Right.
And I'm super, super pumped for it. That was really, I mean, there was, of course, tons of stuff that came out of San Diego Comic-Con, but that's, we've gone on for about an hour, so that's about all that we really have to talk about at the moment. Does anybody else have anything they want to throw out?
No! You got anything, honey?
I'm watching trailers trying to see if I can find it.
So no? So thanks for listening today, guys. Please go on iTunes and rate and review Nerd Dump. Give us 5 stars. Write something funny. Maybe we'll read it on the internet.
Let us know if there's anything that you're particularly excited about, or if there's anything that we haven't touched upon that you'd love to hear about. You can also hit us up on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We are at Nerd Dump Podcast.
Yep.
You can find us individually. I am at Cameron Keever.
I am at the Cody Whack.
And I'm at Viking Honey.
Yeah. So that's all we have, and hopefully you'll be hearing from us again next week. Thanks, guys. This has been a Nerd